The world's most well-known naturalist, Sir David Attenborough, has taken a swipe at climate change deniers in Australia, saying it's nonsense to suggest the bushfire crisis has nothing to do with climate change. He's described the bushfires as an international catastrophe and has criticised those who says there's no link between a warming earth and the unprecedented fire season. Sarah Sedgie reports.
Sir David Attenborough has dedicated his life to studying the natural world, and now he's making it clear how much Australia has to fear from climate change.
The moment of crisis has come. We can no longer prevaricate. As I speak, Southeast Australia is on fire. Why? Because the temperatures of the earth are increasing. That is a major national, international catastrophe.
Speaking in an interview with the BBC, he says the time for debates about the issue is over, and those still denying climate change is real need to believe the science or keep out of the debate.
And to say, it's nothing to do with the climate, is palpably nonsense. And what has been affecting the climate? We have. We know that perfectly well. We have to realise that this is not playing games. This is not just having nice little debates and arguments and then coming away with a compromise. This is an urgent problem that has to be solved. And what is more, we know how to do it. That's the paradoxical thing, that we're refusing to take steps that we know have to be taken. And every year that passes makes those steps more and more difficult to achieve.
Sir David's not alone in expressing these views this week as Australia recovers from the worst of the bushfires. Federal Science Minister Karen Andrews says it's time to move on from ideological debates about climate change because it's time lost that could be used to address the crisis. And the youngest son of Rupert Murdoch, James Murdoch, has, along with his wife Catherine, released a statement expressing frustration with News Corp and Fox coverage of climate change. It's not the first time Sir David Attenborough's raised concerns about Australia's changing environment. He's speaking here in his 2015 documentary on the Great Barrier Reef.
The Barrier Reef is facing one of the most serious challenges to its continued existence, the effect of human beings.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison and senior ministers say the hazards of climate change have always been acknowledged by the government, but there is a strong, vocal and influential number of politicians who reject the overwhelming evidence of climate change. Here's British TV host Piers Morgan sharing a recent exchange of views with perhaps Australia's best-known climate change sceptic, Liberal backbencher Craig Kelly.
Do you accept the planet is heating up at a dangerous level? Yes or no?
Yes, but if you look at the maximum temperatures during the day when the fires, if you look at our long-term, what causes the main thing of the fires is the build-up of the fuel on the ground and the drought. And if you look at our science, if you look at the long-term rainfall records in Australia, there is simply no trend. As CO2 has increased,
all right, there has been no trend. We want to bring in Laura Tobin here.
Laura Tobin is our weather expert.
Our meteorologist.
You have the second highest carbon emission per person on Earth. And you are burying your head in the sand. This is a climate emergency. You're not a climate sceptic, you're a climate denier.
As for Sir David Attenborough, the 93-year-old is pinning his hopes on the younger generations to create change.
I think that the nations of the world, and particularly young people in the nations of the world, can see the writing on the wall rather more clearly than perhaps elder people who are set in their ways and set in their opinions and don't want to shift. Young people realise that there are serious problems facing us unless we change our ways. And for that, we must thank the younger generation that's coming on, because my generation has made a mess of it.
Sir David Attenborough, ending that report by Sarah Sedgie.